a big year ahead with not only a state election but a federal one too, before all the madness. Let's check in with Federal Member for Mayo Rebecca Sharkey from Centre Alliance, who's calling for better healthcare resources in the Hills. Florio, hi Rebecca, how are you?
Good morning, Jenny.
Have a good summer, a bit of a weird one.
It was a bit of a weird summer. I had a pretty quiet summer. I must say Happy New Year, first of all. Although I did get to use a nail gun, and I've never had the opportunity to use a nail gun before. So, you know, learning new skills.
Oh, were you doing a bit of renovating in the house, were you?
Just some fencing.
Oh, okay. Nice
one. Meters and meters of fencing. So, and we decided to build a timber fence. And, you know, got to say, got it done with the husband, no arguments. And he even let me have a go of the nail gun. So it was, good start to the new year. But back in the office, getting ready for Canberra, actually. We'll be in Canberra in less than 2 weeks. So
yeah, right.
Making sure we're all ready to go.
And I hear you've got a new office as well.
Yes. We've only been in for a couple of days, but we are operating, and we're right next to Service SA if people are in Mount Barker. The other side of us is pretty much the Embreros, really, and Beyond Bank. Of course, we still have the Victor Harbour office that will be opening again at the end of January, so when all the team are back. So it's nice to... It's a bit funny, though. It's a little worse than moving house because everything... He's in boxes and you're getting them out everywhere, but it's just working out where things are.
Yes, that's always a challenge, isn't it?
Always a challenge.
Label those boxes.
Exactly.
Now, Rebecca, tell us about your call for a new hospital.
Well, they say two heads are better than one. Three heads is certainly even better than two heads. So with Dan Cregan and Mayor Anne Ferguson, the three of us have united to call for a new hospital for the Mount Barker region. We're a very fast-growing region, and not just Mount Barker. We're talking about, you know, flowing northwards and down to Strathalbyn. The whole region is growing, and while we've been able to get some extra federal money, I think it's the best part of about $11 million we've been able to get for Mount Barker Hospital, including $3 million that was announced in MyEFO back in December. I think we need to do the planning now for a proper hospital, particularly one that has paediatric services, because there are so many babies born in Mount Barker, and then if you need paediatric services, you need to go down to Women's and Children's or Flinders. We have lots of young families here, and we need to make sure that we have a hospital fit for purpose for everyone.
Mm, it is absolutely booming, the population. So
it's one of those, you know, key infrastructure needs, and we can't leave it for years and then go, okay, well, the population's now reached a critical threshold, now we need to do it. We actually need the planning, the work and the funding now. These things are not built overnight. I'm going to be calling for $100 million from the federal government, and when I go back to Canberra, I'll be lobbying as hard as I can, both the opposition and the government, to get some commitments there, and I won't give up until we get it.
State opposition leader Peter Malinauskas has pledged to invest $6 million in ambulances and paramedics on the south coast if elected. Is that something you support as well?
Oh, look, absolutely. I first wrote to Stephen Wade back in June last year when a constituent down at Victor raised with me their concerns about there being no ambulance to cover on the south coast on a particular evening. We're now hearing that that is quite a regular occurrence, that the ambulance resources down there are stretched beyond capacity. And a bit like up here in Mount Barker, and I know Dan has been doing a lot of work lobbying for increased ambulance services up here, is that the populations are growing, and those, you know, really critical frontline health needs are not keeping up. I think it's really welcome. I actually think, though, we need to go a step further. Extra ambulance personnel is absolutely critical, but the ambulance building down at Victor is not fit for purpose. My understanding is that it can't even house the new shape and size ambulances that are being deployed across the state. Now, this is a state government issue. I am the federal member, but I'm willing to do everything I can to use whatever resources and influence I can to try and push for better health services.
Member for Mayor Rebecca Sharkey is with me. And roads to the hills and south coast are going to become increasingly relied upon, particularly, you know, for things like ambulances needing to travel through them quickly, or just even tourists travelling around as populations boom. Do you think governments are keeping up with this?
Well, no, they're not, are they? Look, there has been some investment, some significant investment, particularly from the federal government, and we've been working as hard as possible to get that funding through the door. And I'd like to say I've built some really good relationships with the federal government ministers, and there's been a few ministers looking at infrastructure to get that funding in, and that's really welcome. But if we have a look at intersections such as, the Tiers Road intersection at Woodside, the Woodside Nairn Road, that was a commitment at the last election, and we haven't seen any progress with that yet. And I think what's been happening is COVID has been, rightly or wrongly, used as a reason for some of those commitments to not be honoured, and it's my job to keep the government to account and to make sure that they deliver on what's promised. But we really need a whole of region plan for the population that was proposed, and that includes health, and that includes roads, and that includes education, and where we need federal government assistance, because these are all, big ticket expensive items. I'm happy to work with the state government, the government of the day, whoever it is after the March election, to make sure that we can make that happen. But we can't ever take our eye off the ball with this.
Thanks so much for your time today, Rebecca. We'll have a chat again in a couple of weeks, maybe when you're in Canberra.
Terrific. Talk to you from Canberra.